The aptly named Wastewater Treatment Project finally started processing Greater Victoria's sewage for the first time on December 15th. With a cost of over $600 million, the project took over 4 years to actually build, but decades of debate to finally get started. Local Canadian politicians often said the natural currents of the Strait of Juan de Fuca created the perfect flush. Meanwhile, Washington state legislators repeatedly demanded that the area stop dumping the untreated Canadian-generated effluent. Colin Plant is the chair of the Capital Regional District, which operates the facility. He says lobbying from American lawmakers did make a difference.
I think it's very fair to suggest that the lobbying that happened from outside of the city of Victoria and the regional district did have an impact on the federal government and the provincial government adopting regulations that enabled, that required the Capital Regional District to start treating its wastewater.
The treatment facility is the biggest infrastructure project in the region's history. Craig McCullough, KNKX News, Vancouver, BC.